Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about what we all need at times, and that is to have a different vocabulary when we look in the mirror every morning. Many of us look in the mirror and we spend our entire day starting from the get-go with negative self-talk. I think at times we believe it so much. Do you remember the old cartoon when you had an angel on one shoulder and you had the devil on the other? I mean, you can picture him, you know, with the forked tail and the pitchfork and then the angel with the halo. Well, sometimes I feel like that's exactly what happens in every day and every moment of every day. We make a choice on which voice we're going to listen to. Today, I want to give you the voice of the angel to remind you that you are a child of God. Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Beauty might fade, but being God's kid is forever if our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Our adoption into God's family is so much more important than what you look like, the amount of money that you make, or the family that you were born into. Every day, remind yourself that you are a child of the Creator of the universe. Maybe the second thing that we ought to take a look at is a reminder to look in the mirror and say, "I am fearfully, but I am also," listen to this word, "wonderfully made." The psalmist said in Psalm 139, verse 14, "I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." You know, I've come across a lot of folks who belittle themselves because they were born into some situation that wasn't ideal. But the fact of the matter is, Christ came to give you freedom in every possible way. Remind yourself that you were created fearfully, wonderfully created. You know, the third thing I want to leave you with today is to remind yourself as you look in the mirror that you are filled with the Spirit of God, the power that comes with the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "And don't get drunk with wine, for that's dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." God the Father took his Spirit and placed it inside each one of his kids. When we said yes to Jesus, the Spirit of God entered our life, and you carry greatness with you as a child of God, as a believer. Think about that for just a half a millisecond. God loved you so much that he gave you the Comforter to help you walk the Christian walk. Whenever you feel down about yourself, remember, you're filled with God's power and God's Spirit. I met a young man the other day, and when I was talking with him, he said, "But man, I'm not even sure a church like yours would let me come in the door." And I had to remind him that God's not mad at him, that God is madly in love with him. And in that conversation, he chose to follow Christ. At that moment, he became filled with God's Spirit. My friend, each time, each moment of each day, think on these three things and the power that come with them. As a follower of Jesus, you are not less than anything. You have been fearfully and wonderfully created. God looks at you and says, "You are exactly perfect for what I've created you for." And you know what? God didn't make any mistake when he made the wonderful you. So today, get that chin held a little higher and get that chest puffed out a little bit and know you're a child of the King, a blessed, fearfully, wonderfully created child of the King. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.